ignites the fire of Pentecost. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, grant that by the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, we may be enlightened and strengthened for your service. Through Jesus Christ, the righteous, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord, God, all of us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God, Father of all.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day you open the way of eternal life to every race and nation by the promised gift of your Holy Spirit. Shed abroad this gift throughout the world by the preaching of the gospel, that it may reach to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They're filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Let us attend to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Philip said to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father also dwells in me and does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these. Because I am going to the Father, I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you.
There are several wonderful texts in our scriptures that talk about the fulfillment of all, the end of time. And this fulfillment is so glorious and wonderful that it is often portrayed as a feast. Isaiah 25 is a beautiful text, often read at funerals, about the feast for all nations that God will serve on God's holy mountain. Now, the interesting question is, what's on the menu at this feast? What's on the menu at this feast? And there's a Talmudic teaching, and it never fails when there's a mistake in the bulletin that it's the one I'm preaching about, right? We left out verse 27 in the psalm, and that verse says, "And there is that Leviathan which you have made for the sport of it." And the Leviathan is a great sea creature, a great fish. And the mythology around the fish is that it's absolutely, completely huge, and it's a symbol of chaos, like the chaos of the oceans in a storm. And there's a teaching from the ancient sages, Judaism's ancient sages, that Leviathan is what will be served at the great feast. So, if you're a pescatarian, fish is being served at the great feast. That should make you happy. But it's an interesting image, because the idea there is that finally chaos is overcome. We feast on the symbol itself of chaos, because chaos is overcome. And you can't help but think of the story of creation in the first of Genesis, where God likes to put everything in exactly its right place. The overcoming of chaos. So it's really interesting to me that our lectionary gives us this psalm with its mention of Leviathan, and the ancient sages suggest that Leviathan is what we'll eat at the great feast. All of these images of chaos being overcome on Pentecost fascinates me. Because as you think about the scripture readings that we heard, that on one level they seem a little chaotic, but they are actually about precisely how God overcomes chaos. The Acts story of Pentecost is noisy. And this noisy story of Pentecost includes everyone hearing in their own language. And many times churches act this out by having everybody read the gospel all at the same time in various languages, and it makes a great chaotic noise. But that's not what the text says. To get the idea of the chaotic noise, you'd have to step out of the story and look at it from above. The text says, everyone heard their own language. The idea being that everyone could hear the words of God in a way that they could understand. It's an image of inclusion. It's an image of welcoming everyone in. In addition, then, Peter preaches from Joel, a little book of prophecy from the Old Testament. And Joel, when we hear those beautiful words, they're so lovely that you can just sort of let them wash over you, about young men and women prophesying. And notice that it says men and women. And the story of the, you know, young people having dreams and old people having visions and all of that. The language is beautiful. But the meaning is everyone becomes a prophet. Everyone. has access to the Word of God. Everyone, again, gathering people together, making them one. The same is true in the John reading, the gospel that we just heard, which is a quieter version of Pentecost. In John's story, it's a quiet version where Jesus reminds his disciples that they're one with him and he's one with the Father, and therefore they are one with the Father. Everyone is in God. Everyone is in God. They are all made one. That's how God overcomes chaos. God doesn't overcome chaos in the controlling ways that we might, where everyone needs to get in line and do what's right and do what I tell them to do. God overcomes chaos by making family, by making community, by gathering people around the table. God overcomes chaos not by controlling, but by inviting. Not by demanding, but by welcoming. God overcomes chaos by bringing us together and making us one. And that making us one is precisely the gift of the Holy Spirit. These folks who are being baptized today, we're celebrating the fact that God reaches out and gathers them in, and God reaches out and gathers all of us in, that this is the nature of God to reach out and gather in, to overcome chaos by making community, to overcome chaos by making family, to overcome chaos by inviting everyone to have a place at the table. That's how God overcomes chaos. It's what God does. It's who God is. God makes one of all of us. God makes one by gathering us together. God makes one by creating a great feast at the end of time that is the fulfillment of all things. And God serves us the very symbol of chaos at that meal, because chaos is overcome by the meal itself. God brings us together today and always, and at the end of time, we'll have fish.
The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
Hi. Margaret Tricia Jones Moffat, receive the sacrament of baptism.
Margaret, do you desire to be baptized?
I do.
I present Henry William Moffitt to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I present Jack Robert Moffitt to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the children you present are brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
I present the Lady Pamela Janet Longworth to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
I present Rudolph James Ray Avenir to receive the sacrament.
Will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will, with God's help.
Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
As you are able, please stand. Please face west, the direction of sunset, and the symbol of decline and death.
Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them. Please face east, the direction of sunrise, the symbol of resurrection and renewal.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love?
I do.
Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will. Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will, with God's help.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will with God's help.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will with God's help.
Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them into the world in witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
All right, kiddos, let's fill it up.
Jack, help me out. Get some water. Yes,
you want to get some water? Go ahead. We got to step if you need it. Hey, Jack, you're going to use this step here in a minute.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, We bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen.
Margaret Patricia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Can you?
Okay. Name this child.
Jack Robert.
Jack Robert, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good job. Name this child.
Henry William Moffat.
Henry William, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Name this child.
Dorothy Pamela Janet.
Dorothy Pamela Janet, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You were last time. Name this child.
Victor Sebastian.
Victor Sebastian, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good. Name this child. Rudolph James Ray. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen.
Greg, do the candle install first.
Receive the light of Christ. 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 Receive this stole as a symbol of your commission to represent and live in Christ. Receive this stole as a symbol of your commitment to live and represent Christ. Receive this stole as a symbol of your commitment to live and represent Christ. Receive this stole as a symbol of your commitment to live in and represent Christ. Receive this stole as a symbol of your commitment to live in and represent Christ. Receive this stole as a symbol of your commitment to live in and represent Christ.
Baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Smell. Jack Robert, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen. Amen.
Margaret, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Henry, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Dorothy, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Do you want a little bit of oil too, Cora? I will happily give you a little bit of oil too. Yes. Come right over here. Victor Sebastian, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection. And share with us in his eternal priesthood.
There's two down.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. If you will all please be seated for just a moment. We are about to celebrate Holy Communion, and as we have several visitors, I want to remind everyone of several important things. First of all, the bread for Holy Communion today was made by our church school children. So that's really cool and great fun, and thank you to our church school kids for creating the bread for us, making the bread for us for today. Also want you to know that Holy Communion is our family meal with Jesus, and everyone is welcome to participate. If you are a baptized Christian from any denomination, you are welcome to receive Holy Communion. If you are not baptized, but you find yourself desiring a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ, you are welcome to receive Holy Communion. If you can't have the bread, you can just have the wine and you will have had a full communion. If you can't have the wine, you can just have the bread and you will have had a full communion. We give out communion after our table prayer at the rail where you can kneel or stand. And as I said, everyone is welcome to participate as fully as you are comfortable. If you cannot or do not wish to receive communion, you're welcome to come forward. Place your hands on your shoulders like this, and we will give you a blessing. This is our family meal with Jesus, and so we want everyone to be crystal clear. You are welcome to participate as fully as you wish, because it's not our table, it's Jesus's. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in fulfillment of his true promise. The Holy Spirit came down on this day from heaven, lighting upon the disciples, and teaching them and to lead them into all truth, uniting peoples of many tongues in the confession of one faith, and giving to your church the power to serve you as a royal priesthood and to preach the gospel to all nations. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me."
Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him.
unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing.
Gifts of God for the people of God.
Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
David and Sue, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
The regulars around here will know, but I'll say it for our visitors and to remind the regulars, this is a festival blessing. Festival blessings require the loudest amens you can make. So I want to hear you. I want to hear the walls rattle. Nice and loud. May Almighty God, who enlightened the minds of the disciples by pouring out upon them the Holy Spirit, make you rich with his blessing, that you may abound more and more in that Spirit forever.
Amen.
May God, who sent the Holy Spirit as a flame of fire that rested upon the heads of the disciples, burn out all evil from your hearts and make them shine with the pure light of his presence.
Amen.
May God, who by the Holy Spirit caused those of many tongues to proclaim Jesus as Lord, strengthen your faith and send you out to bear witness to him in word and deed.
Amen.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us forever.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Alleluia. Alleluia.